Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Sweet circlers doing. I hope you're all doing amazing. I hope you had an amazing holiday and you are getting ready for a wonderful new year. I wanted to kind of do something different this year because it's just been, I kind of mentioned this in my last solo episode, but it's just been such a crazy year and 2023 has just been wild. And I thought it would be fun to look back on all the fun memories that we had together in the circle this year. So I kind of compiled a list with the help of Marsh, my amazing producer, and Emma, who edits my videos for Circle Time on YouTube. They just are so wonderful, and they helped me compile a list of all of the fun moments we've had together this year. And it's just been such a special year, and I just wanted to say thank you all so much for all of your support and for listening every week and circling every week and just being the absolute best. Seeing you guys like talk on the Geneva and on the Instagram and everything is just makes me so, so happy. I love what we've grown and I can't wait for 2024 for us to grow even more together, you know? And you're just all the best, and I love you all. Thank you for everything this year, and enjoy this special, like, it's not really like, I was going to say reflective episode, but it's more just fun and just a little fun way to look back on the year that we've had together. So again, thank you all for all of the support and all of the love, and I love you all so much, and we're going to start my maternity leave episodes in the new year. And I will be updating you all very soon on baby and everything else. But I know you will love all of the maternity leave episodes so much. So enjoy those. Like I said in my last solo episode, I'm not gone forever or really gone at all. I'm still going to be on Instagram and stuff like that. So this is not really a goodbye at all. But enjoy this episode. I love you all so much, and happy, happy new year, my sweet, sweet circlers. Enjoy. We have Delaney Rowe on the pod.
Hello.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here, as expressed by the champagne that I brought you. Okay, you know what I wanted to tell you was that when this email came in that yes. You guys asked me to be on the pod,
yeah,
I had therapy later that day. And my therapist does this thing. Well, she did. I don't go to her anymore, which is another thing.
Oh, but you guys broke up?
Well, look, it would be this thing where I'd like get on the Zoom with her and she'd be like, in a bathrobe, you know, like kind of like yelling back at the camera, like from her kitchen, like as she was like heating up something in the microwave.
Stop.
And she's like, and I was like, I was like, go off comfy queen, but this is a little too intimate for
right.
what I need right now. Like right. I need like some focus. Like
they should definitely be focusing on you, I feel
really
like.
I was like, oh, bathrobe again. Noreen. But anyway, she was like, she would always open being like, okay, what's the best thing that happened to you today? And I was like, well, it's that this girl, Kelsey Kreppel, her team emailed me about coming on her pod. And I have been a massive fan of yours and Cody's forever. And in fact, my ex-boyfriend introduced me to you and he loves you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Loves you.
Oh my God.
You're like his dream girl. Yeah.
He likes me like that?
Mm-hmm.
He thought I was cute?
He thought you were cute. He thought you were funny. He thought you were charming.
What?
Yeah.
But and hear so all like, of those things.
That's so nice. Thank you. But, you know, ultimately, not enough at the end. I broke up with him. And that's important for the record.
Just so everybody here knows.
You know, when we met, and I'm going to be as vague as possible about this in case they listen to this podcast, because it's kind of likely that they would. We were at a party.
We were the worst party ever.
It was a crazy, crazy party. And
it was scary.
I sort
out
of
there.
Ran by with somebody that I was on a date with, a first date with.
Yes.
And I introduced them as my significant other.
Yeah.
Quite embarrassingly. And then I think I came clean almost immediately. And I'm like, I'm sorry. We're not actually dating. This is a first date. I'm nervous.
You were like,
hi.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah, this is our first date. And I was like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah. And then why that is so embarrassing is that the next time I saw you was at Coachella, and I am in the middle of being like kind of aggressively rejected by this person.
Right.
And you like watched that whole thing go down. And I've
I
actually
don't
never
laugh.
Let
I
me
feel
forget
like we
it.
Could laugh. I because it was so
embarrassing.
I mean, just because I like we kind of bumped into each other at the party and I had watched your TikToks and I was like, oh my God, hi, I love your videos. And you were like, sorry, like I'm looking for like my significant other's phone right now. Like, and then you were like, oh my God.
Why did I say that?
I don't
that?
Know why I said that. This yeah. is our first date. And I was like, I don't think they heard.
Yeah.
So it's totally fine.
No, embarrassing for me.
But you know, it broke the ice really fast.
It did.
For us.
It did.
And I was really excited to meet you.
Oh, I was over the moon. That's why I just like started lying. I'm like, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool.
We have a very special guest today. I'm so excited.
Thanks for having me, Kelsey.
Brooke. Okay, is it Averick or Averick?
Averick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you always know you wanted to teach preschool?
I knew I wanted to work with kids.
Yeah.
And this just like, I was always a camp counselor and always a babysitter.
Okay.
So I was like, this yeah. just like seems like the logical
totally.
Path.
What did you major in?
Early childhood education.
Oh my God. We are just absolute twins.
Really? You were child development, right?
Yes. They didn't like they didn't have early childhood right. education. They had child development
right,
in my
right,
school.
Right, yeah. Like same,
the same.
Same exact yeah. kind of thing.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry. I keep derailing.
No, you're good. So I dive right into this new school
mm-hmm.
1 week after graduating. And like, I don't know how to teach or do anything.
Right.
And right off the bat, the people at the office are like, okay, you're going to be starting in this new classroom with teacher April.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had me like write all my complaints down in the teacher April file that had been going on for years.
Which, I mean, that's how you know.
That's how you
it's
know.
Bad. Yeah.
And then I
when
was
there's
like,
a file on someone.
Exactly. Because apparently, I guess it's really hard to fire someone and you need like a
you
full.
You need like a lot of proof.
You need a lot of proof, but I also don't understand like why the whole file like wasn't enough proof.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Okay. So writing in the teacher April file.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you writing like constantly? Like every day?
I mean, 15 trips a day.
That's literally like, insane.
She was like emotionally abusive to them, but also like physically like really rough.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah.
In like a scary way.
Yeah.
Like just like not, did not want to be around it.
Right.
Then she went on her second honeymoon and she told me she was going to Bermuda.
Okay, so when did the second honeymoon come about?
This was probably like 2 months.
And she was like, hey, just letting you know, I'm going on my honeymoon
again. Oh, no, she didn't tell me.
So who told you?
She didn't show up. And I was like, where's teacher April? And they were like, on her honeymoon. And I was like, okay.
As they
said
before. As they said before.
Exactly.
Did she mention like anything about anything? Did you guys
no.
talk? Like, were you friendly
no.
at all?
No.
Okay.
No, we only talked like in front of the kids when I was like, did you heat up Joey's chicken fingers?
Right, totally. Yeah.
And she didn't. Right. She never did.
And never did.
She knows the temperature that he likes them.
I can't relate more.
Okay. So she said she's going to Bermuda. And at this point, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stalk you on social media.
Duh. I'm surprised it took you 2 months.
No, I think I had before, but like didn't like find anything. But I was like, okay, I need to again to like see what this Bermuda trip is kind of looking like. Yeah. So I did find pictures of the Bermuda trip. Turns out it was in Atlantic City.
Okay.
So she did end up getting married in Atlantic City.
Okay.
And then honeymooned also in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Which is like fine, but like, why are you telling me that you're getting married on an island in Bermuda?
Yeah. That's just be honest about it.
Yeah. So that was bizarre. And then she came back and then I was like, how's your wedding? Good. She told me all about Bermuda, which like I knew you weren't in Bermuda.
Which is wild.
Yeah. Like she like had all these lies prepared, like about where they went in Bermuda.
I'm itching with like nerves. Yeah. Like that makes me so uncomfortable.
Right.
Okay.
And she like brought back like trinkets and stuff that were like kind of like tropical. So,
okay. But you know.
I guess she got them from like the gift shop at the casinos. I don't know.
Okay. Or like Amazon.
Right. That's a good point too.
Right.
So then like a week she's back and then like a week later she comes in and is like looking kind of sad.
Stop.
And I did like decide to ask her if she was okay, whatever.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Her husband died in his sleep.
Stop.
It's not funny, but it just was just like really wild.
Like the night before.
Yeah. Oh, like she woke up and he was no longer with us.
I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at the concept of Teacher April's husband dying. It's more the concept of her like waking up being like, oh my God, he's dead. And then being like, okay, I got to get to work.
Gotta get into work.
I'll take care of this later.
Like looking a little bummed, but like nothing.
Right. Like, bummed like she just spilled her coffee.
Like she was much more upset when I asked how her wedding was okay. The first time than when she told me that her husband died in his sleep.
Okay. Got it.
So then I look up the obituary.
Duh.
Because I'm like, did he even die?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. He did die.
Okay.
But he was on the run.
Okay.
From stealing $200,000. He was a caretaker. And so he had stolen $200,000 from the old gentleman that he was taking care of.
Stop.
And he was on the run.
No.
And that is actually why they couldn't get married the first time, because he was in jail.
Oh my God.
Because they found him.
Every time, I mean, this is not my first time hearing this, and it's still like, it feels like the first time.
Right. No, it is.
That's insane.
It's insane.
Circlers, hi. Welcome back to Circle Time. Today is a very special episode, because we are joined in the circle by my husband. Oh, that's so weird. This is my husband, Cody.
What the hell? Am I?
I'm
not even sure. Am I?
No, it's so weird to say husband. It's so weird to say husband. And then I walked down the aisle with my dad to the song Daylight by Taylor Swift.
And they like transitioned from Canon and D into Daylight.
Well, they tried to.
They tried to. Yeah. We got that idea from a TikTok.
Well, Daylight, as I've talked about before, forever since it came out on the Lover album, has reminded me of Cody. It's exactly how I feel about him, you know? So
when I proposed to her, I made a video, and that was one of the two songs that I used was Daylight.
Yeah.
Because I knew that.
Yep.
And so then we were figuring out what she was going to walk down the aisle to. And then she found this TikTok of
this penis
playing exactly that. It was
and
Canon
I've always
and D
loved the Canon and D
transitioning.
Song. Yeah.
So it's like, it's like,
perfect.
And then it slows down at the end. It's like, and it's, you watch this and it's like you start tearing up.
Yeah, well, at least Cody and I did every single time.
Every single time you watch this, it's like, oh my, this is like the perfect thing.
Yeah.
So we told the people, like, we want this. This is what we want.
And
play it exactly like this.
Yeah.
And they did for the most part.
Yeah, there was like a little like, there wasn't, but it was like the note was like a little bit off.
Yeah, I'm standing there. I'm standing there like waiting for you to come down the aisle. So I hear the transition and I'm like, I'm just thinking like they have to nail this. This is so important. Thinking that you were thinking about the music, which you weren't at all.
Thinking about anything. They could have played like girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? As I'm walking down, I like would have had no idea that that's what they were playing. Like, I couldn't even tell you like what was happening.
Low, low, low.
She's got some apple
butter.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm like, you, wrong song.
And I'm just crying walking down the aisle. Like, no idea.
Oh, actually, right song. Keep
she
it
seems
up.
Seems fine.
Yeah, yeah, she's all good. I love it, by the way. No, but they, so I'm watching her like come around the corner and they start making that transition into Daylight.
Yeah.
And it's like, da na 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 na. And I was like, no, no, that's so
it's
important.
It's just like a little bit
so
off.
So important,
yeah.
A little bit off.
But it honestly, then they got it, then they like got it together.
I mean,
it
was, it
sounded
it was
perfect.
Still, it was still like,
it was perfect.
I think we just watched that so many times and we know that song so well that it was like, I knew it, like I knew exactly how it should sound.
Yeah.
And it didn't, so I was kind of tripping about that, but it was fine.
It was amazing.
You know, the circle is all about trust and honesty. And so I'm going to be honest here that I genuinely think you would all be shocked if you knew the amount of laundry Cody and I do in a week. And we're going to be doing like triple that when we have a newborn. I'm always like end up doing a couple outfit changes a day. I'm spilling stuff on myself all the time now. I don't know if it's like a pregnancy thing or what, but I'm always like, my shirt is always stained. So I'm always doing outfit changes. And then Cody is always doing laundry because he's training. So he works out in clothes and has to change and all of that kind of stuff. And I have just always hated dealing with the massive plastic jugs of detergent that somehow end up spilling or leaking on the counter, whatever it is. They always are messy and they take up so much space to store. And that is why EarthBreeze laundry detergent was one of my favorite product discoveries this year. EarthBreeze is a pre-measured, liquidless laundry detergent sheet that dissolves in all wash cycles, hot or cold. So there's no measuring, there's no mess, there's no heavy lifting. It's amazing. EarthBreeze is tough on stains, fights odors, and my clothes come out clean every single time. So you're still getting that powerful clean, just with a lot less mess. I used to feel like I was always running low on detergent and having to go to the store to buy more, but now I'm on their subscription and it comes directly to me and I can just adjust it when we go out of town or pause or cancel whenever I want. And I'm not having to go down that dang detergent aisle anymore. I can fit 720 loads worth of sheets in the space I could store one big detergent jug. So I'm saving so much room. Just throwing the detergent sheet in the laundry makes it so much easier, so much more enjoyable. And EarthBreeze also donates 10 loads of detergent to a charitable cause. So over 100 million loads have been donated. Switching to EarthBreeze has moved doing laundry from one of my least favorite chores to one I honestly don't mind anymore. And I kind of enjoy doing. Trust me, there is no reason not to switch. Right now, my listeners can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/circletime to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/circletime for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/circletime. I know I've mentioned this, but I just have really lately missed learning so much. Like, I don't necessarily miss school because I don't miss tests and papers and grades and all of that kind of stuff, but I miss learning new things. And that is why I am so excited to talk about Masterclass, because I took a couple of their classes this past fall and I truly feel like they elevated my life. They boosted my overall confidence and it just felt so good to learn again and learn about something that actually applied to me now and actually interested me now. I took two classes. I took Kris Jenner's and Anna Wintour's, my girls. I love them so much. Kris Jenner taught the power of personal branding. So you learn like the behind the scenes on how she does everything, the key steps to maintain a personal brand. And overall, she was just so fun, of course. And I was entertained and invested in the whole class. Also, because the holidays are upon us, gifting someone else Masterclass would make such a memorable gift because there's a class for everyone. Seriously, there are instructors and classes that would suit anyone in your life. Bill Clinton, Amy Poehler, Gordon Ramsay, Lewis Hamilton, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and just so many more. They really feel like your own personal mentors that will take you or someone you care about to the next level. You're learning from like the best people, the top people in all of these things. It's just amazing. With over 11 categories and 180 instructors with classes on leadership to basketball, they will have a class for you. An annual membership to Masterclass is just $10 a month or $120 a year for unlimited access to one-on-one classes with all 180 plus Masterclass instructors. This holiday season, give one annual membership and get one free at masterclass.com/circle. Right now, you can get two memberships for the price of one at masterclass.com/circle. That's masterclass.com/circle. Offer terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Eli Rallo. You literally just told me. I get so nervous before introducing
people.
No,
I'm the same way.
Usually I'm like, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm like say your own name. Yeah. I also don't know it, my brain.
I can practice for so long and I still just have no idea.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think I do this a lot, but I think sometimes we tell ourselves a story about something and it's not actually what the thing is. At its base level, we have projected a lot of negativity onto rejection, but in reality, it's just a neutral thing.
Totally.
That happens.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I started to switch my mindset. So when I get rejected, I don't look at it as somebody doesn't want me. I look at it as the universe saying, let's just take you from the wrong path and get you on the right one. I'm just going to redirect you here because if you go that way, it's wrong.
I love that.
And then it becomes a win-win.
Right.
And I also always tell myself, if I told you that you had to get rejected from 10 nursing schools to get to your dream one, you would be really excited to get rejected from them all.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with dating. I told you, you're going to go on 11 dates and you're going to get rejected by the first 10 people, but the 11th person is going to be the love of your life.
Right.
You would be rushing to get rejected.
Totally.
You'd be thrilled.
Yeah, very
and
true.
And so I think a lot of times you have to reframe the story and be this is the universe just saying hey girl, hey Emma, this is not the school for you.
Right.
You don't want it. Trust me here.
Yeah.
Let's go find you the one that you do want. And then it becomes a win-win. Then rejection becomes either I'm getting redirected. Either you get redirected or you're getting accepted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's honestly perfect advice, I think.
Thank you.
Personally.
Thank you.
Love it. I was literally going to say that I just think that I always try to remind myself that everything is happening
for a reason.
Yeah. And that there's even if you have it in your mind that there are a million reasons why this is the exact perfect school for you, something's going to come along and it's going to shift that. And you're going to 2 years down the line, be at a different nursing school and be like, thank God I didn't end up going to this school. How many, that's happened so many times in my life with so many different things that I thought I wanted there's been so many times where I've been like, why didn't this work? This was supposed to work. And this is what I had planned and it didn't work. And I can't wrap my head around it. 2 years later, I find out why.
Exactly.
It's never going to fall right into your lap, but you're going to look back. You're not even going to realize it's happened. And you're going to look back and be like, holy shit, if I went to that school, I wouldn't have met this person. I wouldn't have gotten this job. I wouldn't have done this. There's the invisible string is very real. And I feel like you got to just trust the universe on
also,
that.
Also, the reason for every no makes itself known to you. It just might take a little while.
Yeah.
The reason why you didn't get into this school, mm-hmm. it's not obvious to you now, but it's going to be. And I rely on that a lot as well, which is, I think, really
for
similar
sure.
to what you just said.
Yeah.
Even when we were growing up and people were like, what's your dream job? You couldn't have said I want to do YouTube and have a podcast. You didn't even know your dream job existed.
Exactly. No, so true.
And now look at you.
having a podcast.
Look at you, podcast
and
girls.
And look at you, writing a book.
Exactly. Like, we didn't even realize these things were our dream jobs.
Right.
Or, like, right. anything. Like, our dream school. Like, nothing.
But, like, we had to go through everything else that we went through and all of the different places and jobs and creepy fucking bosses and
to
all
get
of that
here.
Shit to get to where you are now.
Exactly. I think you're going to be just fine.
You are going to be fine, Emma.
You're going to be a great nurse. You're going to get into great nursing school.
I'm excited to see where you end up going.
Yeah, we need to follow up. We need to call back with
Ellen.
Yeah,
yeah. I would love to do like a where are they now
with
the circlers who call in and
it's
leave.
It's a full episode. Notes. Like, it's just every single one calls back.
Yeah. We are here today with the lovely, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like I like to have people introduce themselves. Just also like, what if I pronounce your last name wrong? Is it Gavin?
It is Gavin, but people say Gavin, okay. And as a lesbian, I'm like, come on.
That's like a Freudian slip.
Yeah, more than Freudian. Yeah. I don't think it's subconscious. I think it's right in the front of their mind that I am a lesbian. I'm wearing camo right now.
You look good, though.
Thank
you. You're pulling off the camo.
I'm trying so hard. I did my opening joke. I said I was gay, and because I like to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
And then a third of the room stood up and walked out.
Shut the fuck up.
And I will never forget that feeling.
That's insane.
Yeah. I hadn't even started. Like, just got up, walked out. The next morning, I was getting breakfast and this guy came up to me. I ended up having breakfast with him, but he came up to me. He was like, I stayed for your show because I didn't want to be disrespectful. And I was like, well, it feels like you're about to be disrespectful right now.
You just stop right there.
Yeah. Like, maybe let's end this conversation. And he was like, I just want to let you know your abomination or your lifestyle is an abomination. And like, I hope you get like, find
Shut.
God, basically.
Okay.
I had breakfast with him for like an hour.
Okay.
I did the whole thing. I was so kind.
That's really,
if you know,
that's
what,
really kind of
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, look at me, right? You can hear the way I talk. I would like to verbally eviscerate this man.
Right.
People who've seen my TikToks, maybe you guys have seen my TikTok.
Yeah.
I rip people an asshole.
Yeah.
I was just like,
you should.
I'm a role model right now. I'm going to teach this guy something.
Okay.
We get an hour into that. We're talking about gay penguins. I was like, what about the gay penguins?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm trying to get
yeah.
his
You're
level.
Like, hit it. Yeah.
And
hit it where it hurts. Yeah.
Straight people love their penguins.
Yes. Yeah. We do.
You're straight, right?
Yeah. We do love penguins.
It's kind of core to the straight experience.
To love penguins?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yes. Every straight person loves penguins. So I get it.
So I was telling him, what about the penguins? And he said to me,
don't talk about our penguins.
Keep penguin
keep
out of your
penguins
fucking mouth.
Names out of your fucking mouth. I'm scared of everything.
I'm scared of everything.
It's really true though.
Yeah.
And I also like, give me a situation, any situation, I'll tell you what to worry about. Like, like even if it doesn't involve me, you know what I mean? I'm like, wait, but you didn't think about this, 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 and this. It's true.
I'm laughing because I don't know if we have similar trauma, but
maybe
I lost my father when I was 11.
Okay.
And so I have like a fair amount of like just generalized fear.
Yeah.
Because when you lose someone like that, you just, you're like worst case scenario. Everywhere you go, you're worried a piano is going to
fall
on your head.
Totally.
So
yes,
we're actually soulmates.
Yeah. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
You go first.
I'm nervous.
Are you? I'm going to introduce you. Oh my God, introduce
okay.
each other.
Yeah.
This is writer, actor, comedian, Benito Skinner.
Thank you, my love. This is writer, actor, comedian, Mary Beth Barone.
And here we are.
Oh my
and here we
God.
Are. Circlers. Two
we're
circlers.
Circlers.
I'm
and
so
we're
honored to have you circle with us today.
Yeah.
This is actually crazy. I am such a big fan of both of yours. That
oh my God.
I was so excited when I got the email that you guys were going to come on Circle Time.
Wait,
so.
That literally, we're honored. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm honored, honestly.
Yeah. It feels good. It feels like this is going to be a good open space.
It's the Dear Media family. It's family at the end of the day.
Family.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really sure like where I'll like have a house and you know, do that whole thing.
Yeah.
But I like having a space in New York.
Yeah.
New York
I get
is
that.
Great.
No, I love New York.
I love
but
New
I'm
York.
Here
Are you kidding?
I'm truly
yeah.
here so much.
Well, if you ever want to stay with us, you can.
Okay. Wait, where do you? You don't have to say where you live.
That's huge.
That's like a normal conversation question, but you don't need to tell people.
No,
where you
live.
New
York, it's so funny.
Where's your address?
When you ask someone in New York where they live, they will literally give you the exact address. They're like, I live on the corner of First and A, above the jujitsu place, and it's apartment 4B. I'm like, okay, I meant like what neighborhood? Like,
what
don't tell people
at?
That. Yeah, like, no. Are you off the F?
You
that's
are
more
so,
what I meant.
This is why I love your comedy, my love, because you are so spot on. I used to literally be like, it was Bedford and North 8th above the funeral
the
home.
Place,
yeah, and the massage place. And they'd be like, all right,
LA,
I know
like,
where you live.
Right, right. In LA, they're like Silver Lake. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I know.
That's safe.
Enough.
There's
that's
something
enough.
Safe
so
there,
what,
yeah.
What area
are you, don't
you,
even have
are you
to
able
say
to
that.
Say?
It's so funny when you said you came from Venice. I just assumed you were like there for something. I don't know what I was
no,
just like.
8 a.m. breakfast.
Yeah,
no. yeah.
You had to go to Butcher's Daughter in Venice.
Well, she had a staycation. Yeah, I don't know what was okay.
No, I live out there.
The holiday season is upon us, which is very exciting. It's my favorite time of year, but it also means that life is just a little bit busier than it is the rest of the year. You know, there's a lot going on, and I feel like we could all use a lifeline, and a lifeline that has helped me a lot is Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market that ships directly to your doorstep. They are on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone, and they really do just that. They are my lifeline year round, but especially during this holiday season, they are so helpful. Thrive Market saves me so much time that I would have spent waiting in long grocery store lines when I just have to pick something quickly up, or if I have to run out last minute for more paper towels, I don't have to do that anymore. They are not only a time saver, but they also save me so much money, which especially during the holiday season is amazing. I've saved over 30% on my grocery bill by switching to Thrive Market. They are my go-to for all of my grocery essentials, all of my household essentials. They have all of my favorite snacks and my daily supplements are on Thrive. So like I get my Purely Elizabeth granola from there. I get my Khalifa oat milk from there. I get my collagen powder, my probiotics, all of that kind of stuff comes from Thrive Market. And it's just amazing. They truly have all the best snack options. I've tried so many new fun snacks through Thrive, and everything I need on a weekly basis is in one spot. One of my favorite features that I utilize all the time on Thrive is their on-site filters, where I can easily click through different categories like gluten-free or low sugar alternatives, whatever it is that I'm looking for. It's so easy to just navigate the website, and they instantly can just curate a shopping experience I can trust with a single click of a button. So join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/circletime for 30% off your first order. That's right, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/circletime. thrivemarket.com/circletime. Okay, I'm going to share a fun little fact that I learned with you guys because it really made me feel better and feel seen, if you will. So I want to share it with you all. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? Isn't that crazy? If you're among them, no, you're not alone. I've experienced it, and clearly so do a lot of other women. Thinning is normal, and Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. From postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyles, and no matter what stage of life you're in, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results. It's super easy. All you have to do is go to Nutrafol.com to take their hair health wellness quiz. Identify causes of your thinning hair, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, whether it's stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism, whatever it is. They target that through whole body health. It's just amazing. And it's something we all experience. So let's get ahead of it, you know? So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CIRCLETIME. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CIRCLETIME. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CIRCLETIME.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're going to be like the dynamic duo that has a song together and that blows the world's socks off.
Yes, we should absolutely 100% do that. Actually, the one that I was making yesterday on the couch, we could start with that one.
What do I sing?
I think I said, I actually have the voice memo right here.
You wrote lyrics?
I did not write lyrics, but I kind of did it's sort of like, you know, gibberish, but there are some words in there. Let's see.
This is so vulnerable of you. Are you about to sing?
I've heard. No. All I gotta do is bounce with it. Bounce with it.
Oh my god, that was vulnerable.
All I gotta do is.
You said it.
Can you do that?
You said, all I gotta do is bounce with
no,
it.
No, I'm doing it because you were on the couch right beside me. You could hear the TV in the background. Like, and I was like, I didn't want to like.
All I gotta all
I, no, I was just going, all I gotta do is no, bounce
No, you
with
had
it.
Some like. Bitches on my line. Okay, bitches. You said, all I gotta do is bounce with it.
Saying all I gotta do is bounce with it. You can hear the TV in the... I'm just trying to... I had headphones on and the music was playing in the headphones. I couldn't hear my voice.
All I gotta do...
Okay, can you do it?
All I gotta do is bounce with it. Bitches on my dick.
I didn't say bitches on my dick. It's not even real words yet.
I'm sorry. This is a safe space for your songs. All I gotta do is...
Okay, you give me a rendition right now.
No.
Yeah, just say, like, let's figure it out.
I don't want to.
Just say, all I gotta do is bounce with it. Or all you gotta do is
okay,
bounce with
can
it.
Can I be honest?
All you gotta do is bounce with it.
Can I be
it.
Honest? Yeah. The thing is that this makes me so uncomfortable. Like, this is so embarrassing to me. Like I have.
Do it as a joke then. No. Do it in that voice that you just did to say. Like, do it as like a, you know, like a.
Now I can't.
A snarky sort of.
Like, I can do, like kind of sultry hot guy that's just like so happy to be recording
like,
on the couch.
Yeah, picture like you're just making fun of me to my face.
You're tired, so you're like recording on the couch. And so, but like, you're kind of sexy still.
That's not what I had in mind when I did that. I was just trying to get the idea down.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay, so give me a little, all I gotta do
I'm
is.
I'm so embarrassed.
Just do that. All I gotta do is bounce with it. Say
all
that.
I gotta do is bounce with it.
Okay.
See, I can't.
Now just do, all I gotta do is bounce with it.
All I gotta do is bounce with it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's
it's
perfect.
It's so embarrassing. It makes me so uncomfortable. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Keaton. That's
Keaton.
Me.
Keaton Milburn, right? That's
yeah,
how you say it.
Yeah, Keaton Milburn. Basically, when me and Brandon first started like going on dates, we weren't like exclusive or anything. We were just like casually like seeing each other. I would drive to Tucson because he went to U of A and I
right.
went to ASU. So
right.
they're like 2 hours apart. So I would like drive there and we would go to Cane's and there used to be, there was like this period of time where like on the Canes cups, you could like take off the sticker and it would be like, you get a free chicken wing. or it would be like something, or it would just be like a heart and then it would just have like a little note on it or something like that.
Yeah.
And we went, I don't know why we got three drinks, but we did. And I remember I was joking, and this was like, this was me being like obsessed with him right off the bat. So I'm like joking, but I'm not joking.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I was like, if we get three of the hearts, I was like, you have to marry me. Like, you literally, like, you have to marry me or whatever. Like, joking. I'm like joking, but I'm not joking.
Right.
I'm like, get on your knee now.
You have to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we took two of them off and they were both hearts. And he was like, whoa, like there's two. This was like literally a month into us dating. And then we took the third one off and it was a heart. And he was like, well, I guess we have to get married. And I was like, I guess we do or whatever. And that was like the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, haha, like we're getting married, whatever. And I didn't realize until like maybe 2 years later when he was driving his car from like Arizona to Portland or like California, Portland, one of those times he was moving, but he kept the hearts for years. He's kept them in his car.
So sweet.
Yeah. And they're still in his car. He was like, I've moved them from every car and every place that I've lived. And he has all three of them. And it's really cute.
That is the sweetest thing.
Yeah. Especially because he did it without me knowing and I'd never seen them.
Right.
So he was just keeping them for himself to be like, that's cute. We are getting married.
It's like the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
Welcome back. How the hell are you? Someone said that they really liked when I said that. Like, and they were like, oh my God, me too. It makes me feel so comfortable every time she says, how the hell are you? And I was like, okay, I guess, how the hell are you guys? I don't know. I'm good. We have two very special guests today. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yes.
We'd love to.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Chelsea. Thanks for having us on.
Thank
I love
you.
The how the hell are you? It's like a big hug.
I don't even think I knew I said it, but like people were like, yes, I love every time she says this. And I was like, oh, that's need to think about what I'm saying.
Now
more.
That's my thing.
That's my job that I'm like speaking all the time. Yeah. I should probably like think about the words that are coming out a little bit more. But anyway, JC and Chelsea are here today.
So the hoe era is essentially me reclaiming how I want to dress. Okay. Now, let me give you the backstory. I grew up Mormon. I grew up very religious and I grew up dressing very modestly, quote unquote. And my whole family has always dressed like super modestly, not like pioneers or something.
Totally.
But just like, yes. You
modern
know,
day pioneers.
Modern, exactly. Just like shirts that don't cover or that don't show the midriff or not really wearing tank tops, never wearing shorts, really like only wearing pants and that type of thing. And so this year is about reclaiming my power and becoming a hoe. And when I say hoe, am I going to go like be hooking up with people? No, because I'm happily married.
Right.
So I'm going to show my shoulders and my.
Yes, you are.
My legs and my midriff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some chest and like neckline situation as well.
If you're feeling up to it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's slow down.
We'll go one step at a time. But I will say, because you just went on a family trip.
Yes.
And so you were trying to decide. You documented this on your TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is where I saw it for the first time. You were trying to decide, you know, like how ho you should go.
Totally.
How ho should you go?
That
you know
needs
what I mean?
To be a new segment on your TikTok when you're getting
absolutely.
Dressed.
How ho should I go?
No, wait.
Oh my
I
God,
love
it
that
has
name.
To be.
I'll give you credit. I'm 100% doing that.
I mean, you don't have to.
It's like, are we doing like the arms and the legs?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Are we getting like a little neck?
It's so real though, because the thing is about it, and I actually was shocked at how many people messaged me. They're like, no, I get it. Like, I actually know what you're saying, because I always felt kind of silly with even the concept of like, I feel uncomfortable. Like when I wear a tank top around my family, I genuinely sometimes feel weird. And some people are like, people literally comment, they're like, what the hell are you talking about? You're showing your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
It's
I don't know.
To each their own also. Like you can't really judge someone for like what you're not telling everybody, like it's really a you thing.
Yeah,
it's
it
not
is.
An
it
everyone
is.
Thing.
No, it is, absolutely.
But
their
I
own
do
journey.
I feel like my family Like, I wouldn't say we go like shoulders are pretty normal, but like I, for some reason, I just like, I feel like I have like clothes to wear at a family function and clothes that I will wear out and about. And they are very totally different. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm nervous.
Why? You're blushing.
Oh my God. Everyone keeps telling me I'm like flushed today. I think I'm just hot. Wait, let's say hi to the Circlers first.
Hey, Circlers.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. It's me, and we have the most special guest that we've ever had.
Yeah. That's what they're
Do
saying.
Do you want to introduce yourself to the Circlers?
Hey, guys. I am the only one who's available for today's episode in Kelsey's contact list, and I'm so happy to be here today.
What's your real name?
Connor Wood is here at Dear Media Studios today, and I just love being here, and I've already got my shoes off.
He's got his shoes off. He's got sand between his toes.
Yes.
The King of Venice. Did you see that TikTok?
Yeah. Do you know?
Should we?
No, leave it.
So.
Whoa!
Connor's cousin Logan is, I genuinely feel deep in my heart, one of the most favorite people I've ever met in my life. I've never met anyone like her. I never will. She's perfect in every way.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, one of my favorite memories is when we tried to call her when I got engaged and we called the wrong Logan.
Yeah.
We called Logan on my team, Logan Potter. We called Logan who works.
Logan Potter?
Oh my God.
What?
She knows
him. Not only did she fuck him.
No, she took his last name. No, but
yeah, they're both like they're both brother and sister, but same first names, different last names. What? You said that's her brother.
Yeah, they have the same last
Did you guys hotbox this room before
they
I got
have
in
the
here?
Same last name. Potter. What are you talking about? No, not your Oh my God. What's happening to us?
Heat stroke. It's hot in here, right?
Yeah, no, it got a little toasty. The second we kind of started riffing.
Ooh, once me and Kel start riffing, you better hope there isn't any gas lit because sparks are flying.
Please, I'm dying. The Circlers are not going to know what hit them this app. We have a very, very special guest here today.
So special.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the Circlers?
Sure. My name is Kat Wellington, but I did use him the other day to leave a man's house for sure. Like, I was just like, I have to go home to my cat.
Really?
Yeah, and it worked like a charm.
Was it, would you have stayed had you had liked the man?
Yes.
Was it bad?
No, I don't. He's a goddamn sweetheart. I just like, there was something that made me realize it wasn't gonna work. Like, just like.
Was it something specific?
I cannot at this time.
You can't share with us on Circle Time?
Okay, I don't think he'll ever see this, but he basically was singing and playing the guitar, and it just like freaked me out because I specifically told him not to do that.
No, you are so right in
leaving.
I thought
you were gonna say brave.
Well, you are brave for having to sit through that.
Yeah.
That is the
I didn't sit through
it. What did you do? Stand up as soon as you started singing? Was he a bad singer?
No, okay. I guess I'll just tell it. But he just was singing purposefully when I arrived, like, so that I would walk into it.
Oh, my God.
And the only thing is that I specifically told him, like, I have dated and been with men. Like, somehow I gravitate to guitar men.
Okay.
And I do not mean to. It's just like, it's always after the fact. It's like I start liking them and then they tell me they play the guitar and I'm like, okay.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. Like, it's like my fatal flaw.
That's really tough. I'm actually surprised that that's never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I dated a drummer once, but he wasn't like, you know, like drumming on the couch when I came in. No, guitar guys they're scary.
Yeah. Well, this guy's not scary at all. And and I love him so much and I miss him, but
you're in love with him.
Yeah. But like I don't know. I just told him not to do it. And then he did it anyway, but he did it in like a way that, and he sounded good. That wasn't the problem. He sounded great.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
It's not whether or not they sound good. It's really not about that. Like, it's more just.
Well, it was just that he wanted me to like walk in and tell him he sounded great. And that was what.
Yeah. What was he singing?
I don't remember. I blacked out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. How are we? I asked on Instagram for people to send me like confessions or their deepest, darkest secrets. And Marsh is going to read them to me and we're just going to kind of like chat about them. We're going to see. We're just going to see what the circlers are really up to, you know?
Marsh face right now.
I'm so scared.
I had to use my arm as a plunger at my boyfriend's parents' house to save myself from asking for one to use.
Oh,
my goodness.
My God.
You are the bravest of the brave.
You are so brave. And I'm trying to think of what I would do in that situation. Like, I might do the same, but I don't think I could. I don't think I could. I don't think I could stick my hand in the toilet all the way in.
So your options are an overflow.
Right.
Asking.
Yeah.
Hand plunger. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the chance it flushes if you like try it second or third time.
Right.
That's all you got.
I think I would have to tell. Well, I would like tell my, like the boyfriend and then right. be like, please just like, can you just take the fall for this and say that it was you?
Yeah.
But the fact that you just went full arm, like, I really commend you for that. That is so brave. It's crazy, but it's so brave. And you should be proud of yourself for that one because that is a bold move. And, like, I would have to tell, like, my boyfriend after.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just stuck my hand in the toilet. Mm. Like, you can't just stay quiet about that.
Right. Get the Clorox.
Yeah. Get the saw. I'm cutting my arm off.
It turns out that we are practically...
We are one.
The same human.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the Circlers?
My name is Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast here at Dear Media.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an emotional story because I went to the one the next night.
Oh.
I went to night 5.
Okay, so then I went to 4.
I think so.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. But I flew in on Saturday night.
Okay.
And I was I wasn't newly pregnant, but how pregnant were we?
Right. Like people didn't know. Like people couldn't tell.
Yeah. Like 4 or 5 months or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was uncomfortable. I'd flown and I came by myself, which okay. I normally love. I love to travel by myself. And yeah. I was coming to do some episodes and I was like, I'll just go out and I'll treat myself and I'll go to Eras alone.
Oh my God. I wish we would have known each other. I would have gone with you.
I wish too. So I land at like 9 at LAX and I'm waiting in the rental car line and it's just like this nightmare. My legs hurt. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
I'm there by myself. I was like regretting coming by myself.
Right.
But I'm watching the live stream because I'm like, please, please don't. Don't take Death by a Thousand Cuts or You're on Your Own, Kid. Please, just save those.
Oh, my God. But Death by a Thousand Cuts was already done.
I know. But yeah. She had messed it up, I think.
Oh, right,
so it was
right,
still
right,
in
right,
the
right,
running.
Right. It was in the running.
So I was like, please, 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 yeah. please. So I'm watching the live stream.
Yeah.
Emotional. I'm like 4 or 5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. I'm in the rental car line and Death
which
by
is,
a Thousand
Cuts. Which is arguably one of the worst places
it was,
to be.
It's a dark time. It was a yeah. dark time. Death by a Thousand Cuts comes on and I just think, okay, well, you know, maybe. And then...
Mm.
You're on your own, Kid.
I'm so sorry.
It's honestly just like knowing that people were there that I love, like yeah. makes it okay.
I mean, I understand. I wasn't expecting either one of them.
Yeah. They were great songs to
yeah.
get.
Yeah.
They were amazing. And then I went in Houston night two in like April.
Okay.
And got Wonderland, which I love.
Love.
And You're Not Sorry. Which was great, except I did tell my boyfriend, I was like, whatever she plays tonight is going to be our song. Both breakup songs. So I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Never mind.
But then the next night I did end up getting Exile live.
Which is amazing.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
And I felt very lucky. And I just felt lucky to be able to go
right.
and like be there for it. Right. And it was really cool. But
what was the other one that night?
Dress.
Okay.
Super sexy. Loved yeah. it. And I was just I was honestly just happy to be there.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Taylor Swift in general.
Yes.
I'm just happy to be here.
How's everybody doing out there? We have a very special guest today in the circle. One of our favorites, actually.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
My personal favorite. No offense to all the other guests I've had on that I love so dearly, but this one's close to my heart.
Well, you said one of...
Well, it's one of our, like, me
so
and
there,
the Circlers.
I'm probably not their favorite. But I'm yours.
Yeah.
But they might like someone else better
yep.
than me.
The Circlers.
Yeah. That's yeah. fair, I guess.
The new member that Cody is speaking of,
that's coming to the circle in January is our baby.
Our son.
Our son. We are having a child.
Chili's little brother.
Chili's little brother. Yeah. So I thought, what a better time than to talk to my circlers and tell them what's up and have Cody on, and we can kind of talk to you guys about, you know, everything that we've been doing, and just so we're all on the same page about little baby, little baby.
That's what we're naming him.
Little B.
Little baby. That's going to be its official LB. Name. And we're going to call it LB for short. Mm-hmm. But when he's in trouble, hey, little baby. You know, people, parents say their, people, you know, yeah, their full name when you're, when you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole gang's here. Here we go.
Four out of five of us are here. Brisket does not want to join the circle today.
Like, where's my food? What's going on with my food? What happened to my food? Little, you little baby. You are in trouble, little baby. And then when he's like, you know, when he's like having parties at the house and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when he's old enough to like, we go out of town and we're like, don't have a party.
Yeah.
And then he does, we find a beer can.
Yeah.
And we're like, little baby, what is this?
Little baby, can you come downstairs for a second?
Your mom and I want to talk to you about something.
And he's like, fuck, my parents just called me little baby. It's just funny. I was like, I just wanted to know. Like, I just needed to know. And so I was like, the doctor said she can just call and tell us.
And I'm like, yeah. Okay. So this is kind of funny because like I was the one, again, role reversal, I feel like. By the way, I'm always the impatient one.
For sure.
When it comes to shit. I don't know how to be patient. I want shit right away. I don't like waiting for shit. When we've described this before on our multiple different podcasts, but like every time we get dessert, I want to eat it right away. She's like, no, let's wait until later when we're watching TV and we're super comfy.
I do think I'm a patient person.
And I'm impatient. But then we have the opportunity to find out what the gender is. And I was like, I want this to be special. I want to do like a gender reveal.
Yeah.
And I want to remember this forever. And she's like, let's just talk to the doctor and find out what it is.
I was like, do we need to, what do you mean? I'm like, no,
yes. We need to make this special.
And I was like, oh my God. And I like called my parents. I'm like, Cody wants to do something special. So, and they were like, that's nice, Kelsey. Like, why did you just say it like he told you to
that
like.
It was nice. That it was like, we're gonna like cherish the fact that we did this.
I really do think like so much of that was just like hormones.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay.
Oh my God, that was like so gaslighting.
That's not gaslighting. That was.
Will you take us out with the Circle Time theme song live?
Oh my God. I can already feel my face turning bright.
Can
red.
You play it? Can you play it?
Bing, bing,
and then we can sing over it?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Yeah. So I made I produced this.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Have you told the people that?
I think I've probably mentioned it.
If you play Pony right now, I'm going to be. Listen to those chords.
I'm so embarrassed.
Circle time. Let's sit down and have some fun.
I said it's circle time.
You gotta do it. You gotta
time.
If you're horny, let's do it.
My face is so red. I can just feel it. So bright red. Okay, well, there we have it. Live performance. Bye. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.